On this episode, Lessons from 20 Years of Depression.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. Thank you for including this moment here that the interwebs is making possible. Thank you for including it in your life. Thank you for opening your heart and your mind to my words for a few minutes. What I'd like to talk with you about is depression and some of the lessons that I have learned from experiencing that in my life. Surprisingly, even though I talk about lots of sexual things and all this stuff, this is actually one of the harder things for me to talk about. So I'm just going to be super real, and I don't know where this is exactly going to lead in the next few minutes here, but here we are. So I would say that over the last, probably my adult life, so I'll be 44 this year, and certainly going back to before that, my teenage years, since then, I've had some level of what I would describe as depression on and off, more on than off. So in the last 20, we'll call it 26, 27 years, I'd say there's been at least 20 of those years that have included depression in a more meaningful way, and it's still here with me in a meaningful way. It's definitely not something that I would describe as being fixed. What I would say is that I experience it differently now. I have different tools to work with it now. I have a different understanding now. By no means is it, quote, fixed, or by no means is my life this like perfect picture of joy and easiness and fun all the time. That's not the reality. I've definitely learned some lessons and had a few things that have really shifted my experience big time. And they did not certainly unfold in as linear a fashion in my real life as I'll share with you here. It's not like it was this step-by-step thing. These are layers and things that unfold over the years. But now being able to look back, I have some perspective. So a few of the things that have really changed things for me, a big one that I have to mention first, because it's something that will always be something that matters to all of us, and that is being present with right now. This was a huge one for me. I want to tell you a story about how this kind of shifted for me. I was in a months-long significant rut. So this was one of the periods that it wasn't just, oh, you know, a day or two or a few days here or a few hours there. This was months of me just in a very much not a good place and feeling very stuck in that. Even sort of years into the journey. I mean, this was not all that long ago, a handful of years ago. Months long rut that I was in. And I came across the book, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, and that was what shifted it for me. And I don't mention that book because I necessarily know that that's what's going to shift it for you or something like that. I'm just telling you what happened for me. I found that book and I think I'd heard of it, and I definitely knew of the idea of, you know, being present or something. That it was something that had lived in my general realm of understanding for a long time. And yet it was something that I don't think I ever, well, I definitely didn't ever know how to bring into being in my life. I didn't really understand it. It was just sort of this idea that lived out there somewhere. And when I read that book, or rather listened to it, something you should know about me is I'm an audiobook fanatic. I have into the hundreds of books in my Audible library now. By the way, I just want a quick side note here. I would very much encourage you to find the paths of learning that work for you. I came out of the public school system after being forced to read all these books that I didn't want to read with this idea that, oh, I don't like reading, I don't like learning. That was complete and utter bullshit. What I didn't like was learning stuff that I was forced to, that I didn't want to learn, and I didn't like reading stuff that I didn't like to read. That was something. And then the biggest thing for me was audiobooks. I very much engage with something way better in that format. I learn it, I stay interested. If I read a physical book, which I do on occasion, I own physical books, and yes, I do go through them that way as well. Often when I have a physical book now, it's accompanying an audiobook, and I'll do both at the same time. I've learned that for me, if I just sit down with a physical book, I tend to get kind of sleepy. I'm not really that interested. Whole different vibe. So I would encourage you to learn, to find the ways of learning and experimenting and expanding your knowledge that work for you. Maybe you're a physical book dude. Maybe, find your path with that. So I was listening to the audiobook. I found the audiobook, The Power of Now, and I started listening to that. And it was over a period of not very many days, because I have a decent amount of driving in most days, and that's one of the reasons I really like audiobooks. So I sort of poured through this book in a few days, the majority of it at least, and that completely shifted things. It completely, that months-long rut, it was like boom, shifted. My life was not perfect by any means. It didn't mean that I didn't have, it was not like, it was not this this embodiment of perfection, but it absolutely snapped me out of that rut, and it gave me what is, to this moment, one of, if not the most powerful tools that I have in my arsenal to work with this inner world stuff. And that is the ability and the willingness to come back to presence with right now. And the awareness from an experiential standpoint of what that means. Because I know there's going to be plenty of you guys who will hear that, and it's like it's going to live in this place of being an idea. And maybe it's even going to seem kind of flippant or unrealistic or something. I don't know, but I know that for me, for a long time, it very much lived as this idea, and that doesn't really help us. What helps us with presence is experiencing it and understanding it as a feeling, as a way of being within our own body. And it is very much within our body. That was one of the things that became a really important aspect of finding my way to the present moment, is finding my way through the physical senses. For a long time, for many years, since my son was in the ICU many years ago as a baby, that was when I initially found my way to moving and working through emotions that way, through physical movement. But it really wasn't until the power of now and going through that that I really understood how powerful simply taking even a second, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, however long it is, to tune into the physical senses, how powerful that can be in bringing me back to this moment right now. Because here's one of the biggest lessons that I have learned in this many year and ongoing journey with some level of depression, is the root of it is generally one of a few things. And a couple of those I'll talk about in a moment, at least my perspective, but one of those for sure is simply not being right now. If we're off in some other time, the likelihood is that it's not going to be a place of joy. Now, if we're off in some other time when we're visualizing something that we're going to attract into our life, and we're very much in a positive state of connecting with something that isn't necessarily here right now, but we're connecting with it in a very real, positive, intentional way, okay, that can absolutely serve us. But what doesn't really serve us, at least in my experience, is the general way that we're not right now, in the sense that we'll be thinking about something that's happened, many different layers, and these little snippets of things that have happened in the past, and these little snippets of things that pop up of, oh, things we felt like we did wrong, said wrong, failed, whatever. These little snippets. That's the way it happens often for me. Sometimes there's a particular thing, but also sometimes it's just this variety of all these little snippets from the past, or these snippets from the future, these little worries and anxieties about this or that. And again, sometimes when it comes to the future and being in the future, there are very specific things. Maybe there's like some big deadline or something that's weighing down. And yeah, sometimes that can be the source. Sometimes, again, it's just been snippets of these little pieces of worries from different aspects of life that pop up. And the more that I've really become aware of this, the more that I actually can recognize when my mind or my emotions, my body, when my energy is off in some other time and some other place, the more power I feel like I have to come back to a place of peace. Because right now, the reality is that if we are, and this applies to all of us, I absolutely believe, me, you, and everybody else, if we're right now in this moment, the likelihood is that there is very much a world of peace to be found here. Unless you're watching this from a war zone or some other really horrible situation, the reality is that where you are right now in this moment, where I am right now in this moment, there's a world full of joy and peace to be found, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we're in contact with it, that we're experiencing it. I could be standing right here in these beautiful mountains, and I have been many times before. And by the way, if you're on audio, I'm in the mountains right now. It's incredibly beautiful. Just because I'm in the mountains doesn't mean it's like, oh, I'm automatically happy and in this beautiful, magical place because I'm in the mountains. If you only knew the number of days of depression and hurt and sadness and loneliness and anger and all the things that I've experienced in absolutely beautiful surroundings like this. So no matter where we are, we can be experiencing that. And I think really a fundamental part of that is, are we right now? Because when we're experiencing it, if I'm standing right here, you're sitting right there, and we're experiencing what we would describe as depression, and I know that's a big word and labels are not very helpful, but we need to use some kind of word. And I think you have an understanding of the realm of what I mean. If we're experiencing that, it's because we're not right now. We're off in the future. We have these little snippets of future worries. We have these little snippets of things in the past. We have programming in our body from the past that we're reliving. We're reliving that same programming. And that's not right now. We're reliving the past over and over again. So when we can really come back to right now, totally makes a huge difference. At least it has for me. Another big lesson is working on the fundamentals. I spent years wondering why I was so depressed. And I stayed up until the early hours of the morning doing God knows what with some kind of screen, with porn, with whatever. I laid around, ate shit, never exercised, never got outdoors time. didn't really drink water, drank plenty of alcohol. You know, I mean, realizing that if we're not really executing on the fundamentals, and we don't need to be perfect. I'm not perfect. You don't need to be perfect. The fundamentals, realizing that executing on the fundamentals like 80% of the time is the foundation of being happy and at peace. If we're not executing on the fundamentals, it's going to be very, very difficult. It's going to be very difficult, no matter what other perspectives or tools we have, to really be happy and at peace. And not so much happy, what I would describe as joy, because happiness comes and goes. Joy, I have joy now. One of the things that I experience now is I have this underlying joy, even when I'm actually really hurting. I can be tremendously hurting on this sort of more on the surface kind of level, really sad. I might even be crying and processing emotions or whatever. And there's kind of this underlying joy. That's definitely something that didn't used to be there, and it changes the experience for sure. And I think putting some of these lessons together is what really creates that. But the fundamentals, if we're not executing on the fundamentals of taking care of our physical body, there's almost no chance that we're going to consistently be living from a place of peace and joy. So the fundamentals, that was a huge piece and still is. Every time now I get off track with one of the fundamentals, I'm immediately reminded of how much they make a difference in my mental, emotional world. I'll give you an example from right now, in this minute, today. Didn't sleep much last night. Not as much as would be ideal. Didn't sleep all that well. And what do you know? Today's been a day when things just feel a little different. You know, not as positive about various situations. Not feeling quite that same kind of energetic vibe and confidence. The things that are potential worries, they seem a little bigger. And the only thing that changed, and I know from experience of many years, that what shifted from yesterday to today, now sometimes things just shift because that's what's present for us and there's not necessarily a reason, but I do know that if I don't get enough sleep, that will be a reason. That will be a reason that I will not feel emotionally in as positive of a place. So the fundamentals, we can try to get around that or avoid it or whatever, or think it's too hard, or think that we don't aren't disciplined enough, or that we're not perfect enough, or whatever. We can use all these bullshit excuses, or we can just recognize, you know what? If I want to have a an experience in this life that is mostly joyful and has some underlying peace, even as I move through hard things, I need to physically take care of my body, which is the fundamentals of what we eat and sleep and getting outside and getting exercise and doing all the things. So don't underestimate the power that has to shift things. One of the reasons that I focus so much on some of those habits now, and when I say focus so much, I just mean it's not like I spend a lot of time thinking about them. What I do is I track them and I make absolutely sure certain that they happen on a regular basis. And it's not because I care about how I look or whatever. It's because I know that if I want to have peace as I move through my life, I need to knock out these fundamental habits to take care of my physical body as well as some other layers. So those fundamentals. Another big lesson has been not taking things too seriously. This is one that is very present for me right now in my life, that I'm that there's so many layers of this. And with all of these things, really, there's very much layers. Even just being present in the moment, there's layers to that. But not taking things too seriously. I have spent so much of my life taking many of my thoughts way too seriously, taking many of my feelings way too seriously. And when I say too seriously, what I mean is, I guess, a couple things. One is that we have this kind of, my sense in my experience is that I've never thought about, consciously thought, okay, I'm feeling sad now, therefore I'm going to be feeling sad forever. But there's been this, as I've had more awareness, I've definitely been aware that there's kind of this underlying kind of thought that happens, like, oh, I'm sad now. Well, it's just going to continue, you know? And so I feel like I've taken feelings and thoughts too seriously in that way, in thinking that they're going to continue forever. And then the other way that I've taken them too seriously is literally just thinking that a particular thought or feeling is like the truth. Just because we feel something or think something right now doesn't mean that it's accurate or truthful or grounded in the essence of who we are. It doesn't mean that it's our story or that it has to be our story. It doesn't mean anything on its own. It just means it's a thought or a feeling. And I've spent so much time taking things way too seriously in that way. And what happens when we take it too seriously in that way, we have some thought or we have some feeling or we have a day that it feels a certain way, or we experience a certain aspect of life in a way that feels a certain way. And we take it so seriously, or at least I have, in thinking that, oh, well, this is the way it is. This is who I am. This is what this situation is. Like, just because I feel angry about this particular situation in this moment, that doesn't mean that that's the truth of the situation. It doesn't mean that that's the way I'm going to feel about it tomorrow. But when we take things too seriously, that's what we're basically saying. It's like, well, I would have this feeling of anger, sadness, loneliness, whatever it is, pop up. Loneliness is a good one. I've had plenty of time, especially since my divorce a number of years ago now. I've had times when I've been lonely, and I'm still lonely in certain times and certain ways. And that's one of the things that I think is very real as we expand and grow, is a lot of us, you will very well experience times when you sort of outgrow people. And it's not like a better than, it's just a different. It's like we move out of alignment with certain people, and we may have periods of time when we're not really in alignment, or we don't feel like we're in alignment with a lot of other people. And there's also a reality that the more that we separate ourselves from the masses in terms of how we approach and experience life, we kind of become a little bit of an outcast. So loneliness is a thing. That's definitely been a thing for me at times. And one of the things that I have absolutely fallen into the trap of having happen is in these times of loneliness, of just thinking that it's like, oh, it's going to last forever. I'm going to die alone. I'm so alone in the world. And it's like, I kind of laugh about it now. And I don't laugh about it because it's not a meaningful thing and it doesn't hurt. It very much hurts when I have felt those things. And I know that a lot of this stuff hurts for you. I laugh about it because it's like, it is a little bit silly that we allow ourselves to think, at least, you know, again, I don't want to project any of this onto you. I know that I have allowed myself to think on these subtle underlying levels of thought that it's like, oh, it's going to last forever, and this is the truth of who I am, and I'm not worthy of love, and all this stuff. just don't take it so seriously, you know? And it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. I absolutely put this into practice now. I do have, again, I have plenty of times now in various aspects of life and layers when I have various challenging emotions because I'm a human fucking being. And one of the things that I am very much in the midst of reminding myself of on a regular basis is to not take anything too seriously. Just because we have a thought, a perspective about a situation, you know, some relationship thing, some business, some career thing, you have this thought that comes up and you see it in a certain way, just because that's the way you see it right now, it doesn't mean that that's like the truth. You don't have to take it so seriously. What I try to come back to is kind of a place of just, kind of just like, huh, interesting. You know, kind of staying curious. Interesting, okay. I wonder if I'm still going to think that tomorrow. I wonder if I'm still going to feel that tomorrow. I wonder how much that thought or that feeling is actually connected to the truth of who I am or the truth of the situation. Just kind of like, huh, right? Like lighten up a little bit. I'm saying that. It looks like I'm saying that to you. I'm literally like saying it to me in my reflection, lighten up. So, you know, this is something that we could talk about forever and ever and ever. But those are a few lessons that have really made a huge difference for me and continue to. I put those lessons into practice on a consistent basis now. I absolutely still have moments, like I'll have days now where the day just feels great. And then all of a sudden, for no particular reason, the energy just kind of shifts. And it's like this darker, kind of down kind of energy. You know, it happens. I have times where it's a little bit longer than that. I have times where it's days where I'm just feeling off. I have periods of weeks where I'm just kind of not feeling the same vibe that I was. It's the human experience. My belief is that if we can shift our perspective and we can get some tools, we can experience that in a completely different way. We don't need to have this perfect life. We wouldn't want it anyway. It would be fucking boring as hell if you were happy and like, just all the time. That's not what we want as humans. I don't think that's what any of us really desire. What we desire is to move through this beautiful, layered human experience with some peace, with some underlying peace, with some connection to a bigger truth. I'm here to support you however I can. I'm sending you in this moment positive energy of faith and of presence. Thank you for making this show and these moments a part of your life. Have an amazing rest of your day. We'll talk with you soon.